With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Diseases are currently hitting tomatoes hard, and there's a chance you are seeing one or more leaf diseases caused by fungal pathogens. The two diseases that you should be seeing right now if they are present are early blight and Septoria leaf spot. Like 90% of all plant diseases, these two diseases are caused by a fungus, which is made worse by wet and humid conditions. However, the disease likely infected the tomato plant a few weeks to a month ago. Early blight manifests as tannish brown lesions on the leaves with yellowing on the edges of the brown areas, while Septoria leaf spot manifests as small brownish black pinpoint spots all over the leaf. In most cases, you will still get tomatoes off of the diseased plants, but it's important to sanitize your garden at the end of the year to keep diseases from getting out of control next year. If you want to control these diseases ahead of time next year, it's important to spray your tomatoes with a fungicide around the end of May or beginning of June. Copper fungicides will usually have the best results for the least cost. Fungal diseases can also be minimized by your watering practices. Making sure that your watering does not get on the leaves will minimize the chance of infection by multiple different fungal diseases. Fungal spores are typically present on most tomato plants, but infection cannot occur unless the leaves stay wet for a certain period of time. Keeping plants upright with cages and an open canopy with selective pruning will allow the leaves to dry out faster after rain by making it easier for wind to pass between the branches of the plant. You will typically have an idea of how bad fungal disease pressure will be based on spring weather and how bad the disease pressure was in previous growing seasons. Some diseases will be minimized by crop rotation to an unaffected species. Sometimes you can just move the affected plant to another part of the garden, but sometimes it will also require not growing the affected plant for a year. It is also important to rotate crop families to different parts of the garden. Crops have certain families like the solanaceous crops, which includes potatoes, tomatoes, eggplants, and peppers, or the allium family, which includes onions and garlic. These families are important to know because diseases that affect one specific crop are also more likely to affect other crops in the same family. It is generally good practice to rotate to a crop in an unrelated family if you are suffering from severe disease pressure. One final problem that you might have seen already on your tomatoes is physiological leaf roll. This is not a disease, but rather a reaction to hotter temperatures where the tomato plant attempts to preserve water in the plant tissue by curling the leaves upward. In normal years, physiological leaf roll will only affect the top parts of the plant, but this year it seems to be affecting the entire plant, making it look like the plant is wilting. Physiological leaf roll can also be mistaken for herbicide drift injury. The telling sign of physiological leaf roll is that the leaves curl upwards as if they were folded in half. If it is herbicide injury you are instead seeing on your tomato plant, you can expect the leaves to curl downward and become misshapen. Physiological leaf roll is not damaging to the tomato plants in any way, and the plant should snap out of it and unfurl its leaves as it grows used to hotter conditions. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.